Every time I read this next one, somebody gets embarrassed. And this was a particularly hilarious incident, and everything I write here is basically true. And I went through a period, and I still come back to it occasionally, where I like the idea of love poems, but they're tough, because of course there's all that has gone before, right? And there's all that you have to deal with, and so how do you come at it, how do you make it new, and so on and so forth. But this was a fairly distinct moment, and so that helped. So this is called On the Night of the Moths. Jill cursed, scowled off after the vacuum, told me to stop swatting with my rolled newspaper. No longer a threat to the moths we had allowed to hum electric near the kitchen light, I went to plug in the machine in the dark, negotiating shadows shifting with the charge of moth wings. The airless whine cut through the still, and Jill held the hose to the light, veered and swirled after wings and fuzz, under the electric legs, suspending their cloud of noise and flutter, done wing and needs blind flurry. Months later, I pulled the bag from the vacuum, heavy with hair and the dust of dead skin, and through the plastic flange I saw the bodies piled high like winged rats, crushed for months in utter dark. And I saw Jill in the kitchen, refined to liquid, her grace in pure silhouette, a moment of obsession pure as the draw to light, her hair a corona fierce with intent. How could I know such moments would make a life in me, that love's unflattering glare dangles such fine and comely lures?